Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust. We had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep. And with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. We run a full-service rental real estate company over at Morris Invest. So we know a thing or two about real estate, and we've seen ups and downs in the market, interest rates high, interest rates low. And so we're at a really interesting time right now as we are in the dog days of summer, and we're seeing these interest rates high, and we're seeing non-recourse loans actually being even better, smarter investment probably because interest rates are locked in and it's actually not tied to you personally. So again, totally different weirdness going on right now, but still real estate investing, I believe, is the number one way to build wealth as a hedge against inflation and to protect your family's assets and create cash flow. Even if we have slightly higher interest rates than we are used to, it doesn't matter. That tax shelter and the ability to create passive income for you and your family is second to none. Nothing actually even comes close to it. So on this show, this is our Q&A episodes where you're able to leave us a 30-second voicemail question by going to our website. There's a microphone icon on the lower right-hand side of your screen. When you go to morrisinvest.com, that's morrisinvest.com, and try to keep them short and sweet, and we will answer them here on the show. Okay, we've got three questions today. Our first one is from Jay.
Hey, Clayton. This is Jay from Houston, Texas. I have a quick question. I have three rental properties, and I was wondering if it's a good idea to create an LLC and do quitclaim deed of my personal, the investment properties into an LLC, what the benefits are, and what may be the downside of doing that. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Jay. Again, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a financial advisor. So let me just say, I can't tell you what to do with your rental properties, but personally, we've Garrett Sutton, who is a rich dad advisor, he's a lawyer. His advice to us over the years has always been never own a property in your own name long-term. Sure, when you use a conventional loan and you buy that property in your own name, great. You can close on the property, get your loan in order, and then eventually transfer it to an LLC. Okay, this is long-term strategy we're talking about here. The reason we do that is for legal protection, liability protection. So you own these three rental properties. What happens if a tenant slips and falls and hurts themselves or something happens, right? And they decide to sue you. Well, now they're suing you, Jay, instead of you, the LLC. And what happens when they sue you, Jay, is they can get access to all of your personal assets, the house you live in, everything that you personally own. Okay. So you definitely want to protect yourself by having it in an LLC, in my opinion. Like if this were my house, I would absolutely have our rental properties in an LLC. So doing a simple quit claim deed with a lawyer, call a lawyer and ask them, tell them you'd like to transfer these over. In my experience, we've done this quite a bit where we've bought a property using a conventional loan. And then after a month or two, we've then transferred it over using a quit claim deed and transferred it to our LLC and then to our family trust, et cetera. Okay. And to do that, it's like $100, $200, depending on the law firm that you work with. It's a very easy thing to do. Our friends at Corporate Direct, who we have a relationship with, if you go to our website, we have a resources page. And you can contact the folks over at Corporate Direct, the legal team, Garrett Sutton's team, and they can do this for you very, very simply. But talk with a lawyer about it. You know, let them know your concerns. And I'm going to tell you, though, it just makes it's not a matter of tax benefits. It's really about liability protection. Okay. It's just a matter of making sure that you personally are protected if something should happen to your rental property. God forbid something happens. Okay. You do not want this tied to your own wealth and your own family. You want it separate. You want it tied to an LLC that's contained within that. So that maybe that LLC owns those three properties, or you have three different LLCs that own each of them own a property individually, depending on the value of those properties. So again, have a conversation with a lawyer about it. Personally, though, absolutely. If this were my situation, I would be owning these rental properties in a limited liability corporation. Absolutely, 100% the way that I would do it. Again, using conventional loan in your own name, because you can't buy it in an LLC if you're using a conventional loan. So you'd have to buy it in your own name and then do that transfer later. So not a big deal. It's just the banks don't like it up front. Okay. Thank you for that question. Here's our next question. Comes to us from, I believe the person's name is Rovin, R-O-V-I-N. Let me listen to this.
Hi. I'm located in the Silicon Valley, San Francisco area. So what's the best way for me to invest in real estate so that I'll have a cash flow? Because the properties around here in the Bay Area, especially the Silicon Valley, San Jose side, they are pretty much very high in value. So you won't get any cash flow, but you would get appreciation. But my goal is to get cash flow. Thank you.
Well, Rovin, I'm going to tell you right now, this is my personal opinion. You should not be investing in California. Okay. California is perhaps the worst state in the country to invest in real estate. The least friendly landlord state in the country. And particularly of all areas in California, the Bay Area. Like, if I had to pick the worst place and the worst area in all of the United States to invest in real estate, you just named it. So you're not going to find the cash flow. Absolutely not. Stay away, stay away, stay away. All I'm going to say is book a call with our team, Rovin. Book a call with our team at Morris Invest. We will help you out of state. That's what we do. We have brand new construction properties in Texas. That's our main market. We have multiple markets in Texas. We're talking Odessa, Midland, Lubbock, and other areas as well. In some of the best appreciating, long-term tenant-based healthcare, low crime, low vacancy rate, great school districts. Please give us a call. We will help you with that, okay? And it's fully managed with our team, our property management teams, and we'll take care of it. For you to be looking for properties, and I imagine if you've got the cash and you've got that situation, you'd be able to buy multiple properties in Texas rather than just trying to find one crappy one in California that's not even going to provide cash flow for you. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Don't even think about investing in California. Internally, we looked actually, and the number of investors that we work with at Morris Invest that are from California, it's like over 50%. Over 50% of the people that buy properties with us through our team, it's from California, because California is just that awful. So again, I can't say anything more about that. Please book a call with us and we'll take care of you and guide you in the right direction. All right, here's our next question. Comes to us from Jamie.
Hi, Clayton, it's Jamie. I have a question about a HELOC. Is it a good idea to try to refinance your home now that interest rates are up to 4%, 5%, 6%? My current interest rate is at 2.3%, and I do not want to go up in interest rate.
Okay, Jamie. So why would you want to refinance? There's a lot of questions I have here. Maybe you can call back and leave us another one eventually, but why would you want to refinance to a higher interest rate? If you're planning on doing like a cash out refinance, if that's what you were thinking, I would stay away from that. I mean, that's my personal opinion. Again, I'm not a fan of cash out refinances, but if you're thinking about getting a whole new loan, remember, if you're going to do a refinance in your house and you're going from a 2 or 3% interest rate to a 6% interest rate, you're going to basically be doubling your monthly payment, just by doing that. On top of that, you have to actually do a whole new loan. So you're going to have to go through a closing process, and you're going to be paying closing fees. People don't realize this a lot of times. And I'm not saying you don't realize this. I'm saying when people don't realize this, they think that, oh, I'm just going to refi. I'm going to do a refi. Well, what you're doing is you're getting a whole new loan. And what happens when you do that whole new loan is that you pay closing costs. And very often by doing this refinance, you're almost wasting a year of time. Because in that, all those closing costs and all those things that you're paying to get this new loan, you are basically like, all of that money could have been used to make just normal yearly payments. Instead, you're sort of resetting the clock a bit. So I'll say if you plan on staying in this house for a long period of time, that's okay. Maybe a refi is okay, but still the interest rate conundrum doesn't make sense to me. So a home equity line of credit is a whole different animal. That means you're keeping the current loan you have and you're adding a secondary loan on that property. Now that makes a lot of sense. A home equity line of credit on the equity you have in the property makes a whole lot of sense. And now you can use that at home equity line of credit to go out and invest in other properties. So Jamie, that's what I would be looking at. I wouldn't be refinancing. And I'm not a fan of also just cash out refinances where they hand you a check for the difference and the amount, because that interest rate then kicks in, starts immediately. They're giving you $100,000, $200,000. Here you go with interest right now. And a home equity line of credit, you get a zero balance when you start. It's like getting a credit card. And you can use it for like 10 years is usually how long HELOCs are open and available. So you can, you know, use that as a down payment and buy $30,000, $40,000 down payment on a property, pay that back down. You're back down to zero. You can rinse and repeat and use it over and over again. With a cash out refinance, they're giving you a check and you're done. That's it. Here's your cash. There's no revolving line of credit. So I hope that helps you in this journey. I don't have all the information from your question. If I was sitting face to face with you, I would have asked you a few more questions on that. So thank you for that. And thanks to all of you for your great questions today on the show. You can go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com. That's M-O-R-R-I-S. Invest.com. Sorry. Like, how many is, did I say the URL correct? Did I say the .com part yet? Anyway, M-O-R-R-I-S invest.com. And there's a little microphone icon in the lower right hand screen. Click on that. You can leave us a voicemail question and check out all of the other great resources we have on our website as well. Thanks, everyone. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build and preserve your wealth. We'll see you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.